in Tuscaloosa, in the area, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, registration, 8:30, the camp starts. LaRon McClain, former Pro Bowler, former Crimson Tide standout, former Northport, Alabama, County High, now a member of the San Diego Chargers. LaRon McClain, it's good to see you in the house. Thanks so much for swinging by and talking a little football with us, my friend.
No problem. It's glad that you had me on, Ryan, man. And I'm enjoying being home. And thank you for having me on, man. You always show me love. Been showing me love since high school.
I have.
Some years, you know, and it's just been great, man. I'm glad to be here.
To show you how far, and I'm going to get you something to drink here in a minute.
I appreciate it.
Maybe I can get can we get the guy something to drink? The NFL guys here in-house.
See the bottle of water.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's about six different stations, I think, that are in the building. Oh, looky here. Alan Fall says, I'm going to work on that. Thank you, Alan Fall. He's upstairs.
Appreciate it,
but
man.
Everybody's walking by, and I never have company. I've had Louie walk by, slow down to see who's in the studio. Monk from 95.3 The Bear. Now, they're helping also because I've made them talk about this throughout the week, and we've promoted on our website because not only we feel like that you're one of our own, not just from the Alabama standpoint, but I mean, you're a guy that played high school football right here in our back door, and we're the County High affiliate, as you know.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it, man. Just I love coming back home and just showing getting so much love, you know, brought my way, you know, just from just doing what I did in high school, you know, that was just play football, something that I've been doing all my life. And just want to say appreciate it, and thank you to the city of Tuscaloosa, Northport. You know, go Wildcats. Nothing against the other schools, but County High is the best.
And Coach Gibson would appreciate you saying that. Tomorrow it's going to be County High. Now, LaRon, it took me a while, but when I first had a chance to broadcast County High football games back in I'm trying to think. When did the Country Boys from County High go to Hoover? What year was that?
Oh, that was 02.
Was it 02?
02, yeah.
Went up there and broke that streak that they hadn't been beaten in 3 or 4 years. A couple of state titles. The old Country Boys.
Oh, that was a great night. Excuse me. But we was just talking about that earlier at County High. I did an interview with Fox 6, and me and Kevin Owens was just talking about that game, you know, traveling up there to play them. They scheduled us for homecoming. You know, it was kind of wicked that night. You know, C.A. Williams ran back the first kickoff, and I knew it was on then.
And was it David McCann?
Yeah.
David McCann was the running back. Because
yeah.
I remember what you told him in pregame. Just follow me through the hole, my friend. Follow me through the hole. Oh, I'm going to get you to the end zone.
Oh, yeah. He had a great game, too, man. He calmed down a little bit. But I think the worst play he had was catching that ball on the 2-yard line on that punt. But I think we drove it out and scored.
And Chad Johnson, I believe, was on that team for Hoover, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Jackson. Chad Jackson.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Went
okay.
To Florida.
My bad. There you go. There's you some water, my friend. Drink it up. We're talking with the San Diego Charger, LaRon McClain. Tomorrow, he's going to be hosting his football camp. Now, there's a lot of guys that come back and they do things. I've always got to applaud you and Wally Gibson. Wally's here as well. You guys give back to the community. LaRon McClain football camp tomorrow, and it's the big word that I notice here is free.
Free.
For ages 5 through 18. And I appreciate what you're doing to give back to the community, my friend.
Always, man. Always something I want to do as a child. Excuse me. As a child, and glad that I'm just blessed and, you know, and put in position to, you know, give back to my community. And I'm always had a camp of free for the kids of Tuscaloosa and Northport. I just want the parents just to bring them out. You know, you only got a restroom. You can drop them off. They'll be with me for 4 hours. I promise they're going to take it good taken care of. They're going to work a little bit, sweat a little bit, because it is hot down here in Tuscaloosa. So just drop them off, and we'll take care of them, man. They're going to have a great day, learn some great things from some great coaches, man. It's going to be great.
And you actually have a chance to see some talent, because this is where it all gets started. You develop that love for football at the age of 5, 7, 10. I mean, this is 5 through 18. And I mean, at some point, where did you develop that love for football? I mean, where did the love for football start for LaRon McClain?
I think it started like the age of 6, you know, growing up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, like I said, just wanted to play football. Something I seen watching on TV and something I wanted to do, you know, so pretty much just took it serious and got down here to Alabama and fell in love with it even more when I saw Alabama play Miami in Sugar Bowl. And George Teague, ran that pick back. And, I mean, it was just awesome. Just want to go to Alabama so bad. And enjoying it, you know. And I had a great time just being from Tuscaloosa.
All right, hold on. You just said something that got me going here, okay? Because your love for Alabama football or love for football was fueled by winning a championship, beating Miami.
Oh, yeah.
So you can almost put yourself in the shoes, and we were talking about that prior to you getting in here, this footprint of Alabama football is becoming larger and larger and larger because of the success that Nick Saban's having right now.
Oh, yeah, just the guys, the coaches does a great job of just recruiting guys, getting these guys out of state and bringing them in and molding them into his program. And pretty much them guys just go out there and do anything to win. You know, they practice like champions. I think they eat like champions, you know. They strength and conditioning like champions. You know, every day they come to work ready to practice, ready to be great. You know, and Nick Saban has a strict program over there, man. Them guys are, you know, signing in with that and just doing a great job. So, I mean, in the future, man, it's going to be great for, you know, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, man, University of Alabama, students, athletes, I mean, everybody, man, just off of that alone, you know.
And you could just imagine, I mean, this town's changed.
Big time. Ever since, you know, we were just talking about the tornado that came through, you know, and devastated us, you know, as people, you know, had to get away a few days just to, you know, get it out of my mind. But we're just saying, you know, the Tuscaloosa's building up, you know, new buildings, new, you know, apartment homes putting up and on campus, you know, campus look totally different. You know, you can't even drive on campus.
No.
You know, we used to drive and
you don't get a special permit? Man, now, hold on. Now, LaRon McClain, you don't get a special permit?
You used to get so many tickets, you know, for just parking in faculty parking. Don't supposed to be there. Want to park right in front of your class, so you just come out, jump in your car, and leave. But, you know, then one year I got so many tickets, man, I had to just start walking. I walked everywhere. So it was crazy.
Johnny Manziel's had a little problem with parking tickets here lately as well.
Oh, man. See, I'll tell you, it don't matter if you Johnny Manziel, Heisman Trophy. I know I was a big player at Alabama, you know, and but she didn't care. And she seen us every day at dinner. She'd come in there, oh, I got your car today, you know, just bragging about it, you know. But we weren't supposed to park there, so she was showing us a lesson.
Oh, she was teaching you a lesson. And if it's the same lady that I'm thinking of, I think she's given family relatives tickets. So,
oh yeah.
We're talking with LaRon McClain. And, LaRon, let me ask you, I've got several questions for you. You're going to be able to visit with us. We're talking about the big football camp. Do you mind taking a few phone calls from some folks out in West Alabama?
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it. Please call in.
Please call in 205-342-9904. But if you're an Auburn guy, don't walk in this studio and try to take some of this Bama love, okay?
Please, no Auburn, you know, trash talk or anything like that.
I mean, what do they have to say? Let me give you guys a countdown, okay? You ready for this? 601 days ago, Auburn beat their last SEC opponent. 601 days ago, they beat Ole Miss 41-23.
601 days.
601 days ago. We remind them all the time.
Oh, man, bad business. Roll Tide.
Luke, you are first up with LaRon McClain. You're in the game on 99.1 WDGM.
Man, hey, how are y'all guys?
Good. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Doing good. LaRon, I'm a big Ravens fan. You know, nothing against you. You know, what you're doing now, I'm glad you're doing, you know, good things. But my first game that I remember you watching you play in the league, you were beating up on Ryan's Cowboys, the last game in Texas Stadium, busted that 82-yard touchdown run, and might as well turn the lights off when you got to the end zone because that place was emptied out on their last game there. So that was awesome. Thank you for that memory.
Oh, man, no problem. You know, it was a great call by the coach. I can still go back to that date when he called it. I had Lorenzo Neal, one of the best blockers to ever play the game. In front of me, man, he made a clean block on Brady James, and I gave a stiff arm to Ken Hamlin, kept going. You know, it was one of my the greatest run of my career. You know, I could tell. You know, and shut down Dallas Stadium, like you said, man. And I think I was the last one. I was the last one to score a touchdown in that stadium. So, feel a little
so
part
hold
of history.
On a minute. Hold on part a minute. Of history. So we got a little history in here. You're the last guy to score a touchdown in the old Cowboys Stadium.
Last guy. Yeah, last guy, man. Versus the Cowboys. I remember because Willis McGahee broke like a 73-yarder. Like the run before that, so it was like two runs in a row. So, I mean, I think I made top 10 that week. Me and McGahee, that's pretty dope.
Oh man, it was so awesome.
That is unique.
You could point out the Ravens fans because all the Cowboys fans were still sitting down, and then all the Ravens fans were standing up. You could see us all over the stadium. It was awesome.
Oh man, them fans travel well, man, to every game, no matter where it's at. It could be in London. I think they're gonna have half of the stadium. It's crazy.
No doubt. I just have two questions. One. If you had a Ray Lewis story you wanted to share, you know, this is the football community, that would be a good one. And two, where do you think Bo Scarborough would rank amongst the County High running backs? You, Titus Ryan, David McCann. Where would you put him? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay. First, I answer the County High question about Bo Scarborough. He's a monster. He's in he's just different, man. It's different from when we were in school. You know, I was a good running back, Titus Ryan. Titus Ryan was an unbelievable athlete because he could do everything, you know. But amazing. A guy built of that, I seen highlights of, you know, Bo. I seen him break tackles, make people miss, catching the ball in the slot, you know, doing a lot of stuff that, you know, Titus Ryan didn't do. Titus Ryan tore up the field. You know, we could run, you know, right 226, and he'll get it and take it around the edge, you know, by 80 in quick seconds, you know.
And
then,
he would flip the field.
Oh, quick.
I mean, he would bring everybody to this side, and then he would go to the other side.
Yeah,
yeah,
and do his thing.
It was amazing.
Just Bo is a different type of, you know, athlete. You know, and with Ray Lewis, man, I say the first time, you know, we went to his just seeing how the way he carried himself, I went to Ruth Chris. And my first time going to Ruth Chris, and he had a little function with a lot of sponsors and a cocktail party. You know, I went there and I mean, he pretty much introduced me to a lot of, you know, not a good people put me in position to. And it was as a rookie, you know, he's just telling me, man, I've been under his guidance ever since I walked to the locker room. I was a little nervous, you know, when I first seen him in his locker, you know, just went up to introduce myself because he's, you know, the GOAT, you know, of linebackers, one of the top players ever played this game, period. Offense, defense, anything.
Let's go right back to the telephones, 205-342-9904. You want to ask LaRon McClain a question? I mean, we want to know what you guys want to ask. I've got some questions for LaRon McClain, but we want to get you guys involved at 205-342-9904. Dale, you're up next with San Diego Charger star LaRon McClain.
Roll Tide, my brother, and just so you know, I am a San Diego fan now. Since I was a kid, now I was a Raiders fan.
Okay, I'm glad you crossed over. Them games are pretty wild right there. Chargers versus Raiders
for two simple reasons: because of you, and because of my buddy DJ Fluke
and Jared Johnson. Jared Johnson's out there as well.
And you know, it doesn't matter who it is from Bama. I'm pulling for them all anyway, unless they play for the Cowboys, Ryan. I hate to tell you that, but you know. But I pull for anybody except for the Cowboys. But, you know, I just love the Tide. And as far as talking about future running backs and the things that are the guys that are there now, everybody is overlooking that loaded 38 we got because they're not looking at Jostin Fowler. And my boy will be back this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to find out what he's got.
He got to, man. I know he's been working hard, you know, rehabbing good. So he's going to be a great running back. I like him before he got hurt. You know, he's a – you know, took the thing out of Viger when he came out. You know, I remember when I saw him over there, he said, man, people comparing me to you, you know, when I was coming out of high school. So that was just a big honor of myself.
But the main reason I called is to let you know we're proud of you and what you're doing and how you're representing the Tide and you know, just to let you know, roll Tide, man.
Roll Tide.
Thank you so much, Dale. We appreciate it. Let's take a quick break. Reminding you folks out there that we're 71 days away from Alabama football against Virginia Tech. That's brought to you by Southern Pipe and Supply. Southern Pipe and Supply right there on Jug Factory Road. Brand name plumbing, affordable prices. We're still looking for a sponsor. Maybe we'll just do LaRon McClain's Twitter account. LaRon McClain's Twitter account reminding you or reminding us to remind you It's been 601 days. Nobody will sponsor the Auburn countdown. 601
days. 601
days.
That's rough, man. That's rough.
Could you imagine going 0-8 in the SEC?
Oh, man. They're losing to everybody.
Losing,
you know,
to everybody.
Everybody. I know I give Ronnie Brown always it's funny, you know, when Ronnie Brown, you know, announced his name, when every player had to stand up and announce the name to everybody with the new team. Ronnie Brown said, Ronnie Brown, 2000. What was the year they did it?
2010.
Not 10, but the year before when they went. Yeah, 04. He said 2004 Auburn, undefeated. Should have been national champions.
And, oh, that, trust me, they claim it. They claim it as a national.
They got rings, top. I think they got rings, too, yeah. After they beat in the Sugar Bowl. They were pretty tough that year. Ronnie Brown and Cadillac.
They were.
In the backfield.
Now, was it 2003 we went down? I'm trying to think the year that we went down and with him and Ronnie Brown and Carnell Williams.
Yeah.
Saleem Rashid broke his collarbone. See, I'm going way
yeah,
back.
That's
up.
Way, yeah, that's when I was in the stands still and watching Saleem Rashid, all that.
But Ronnie Brown, so 2004.
Yeah, 2000. He always say 2004 Auburn Tigers. That's what he say. I'm part of it. You know, he say he don't be worried about, you know, the future stuff. That's all he come up to when we talk about Alabama Auburn.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're going. I just say he love his school, though. He love Auburn.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about the toughness of the SEC. How does the SEC prepare you for the NFL? We'll do that next. We'll also open up the telephones right now. If you want to call in, talk to LaRon McClain. We're always happy when you folks want to interact with us. 205-342-9904. Right now, it's your time to call in as you listen to the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM.com.